State Representative Sharon Cisna returned to Juneau today aboard the state ferry Matanuska, vowing to keep fighting for the rights of airplane travelers who are being subjected to what she calls intrusive searches. 4 days ago, Cisna was kept from boarding a flight to Juneau after she declined to undergo a pat-down search at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. She'd already submitted to a full-body scan as required by the Transportation Security Administration, but Cisna, a breast cancer survivor, says TSA officials told her the pat-down search was necessary because the scan showed she'd had a mastectomy. Having been through the pat-down once before, she refused.
People who've been violated in some way, this is trauma. And in many ways, I felt it was like torture. Having someone feel you in a very, very personal way.
Cisna's colleagues in the State House passed a resolution supporting her yesterday. The Anchorage Democrat says she'll meet with some of her fellow lawmakers this weekend to discuss other resolutions they might take up to speak out against unnecessary TSA searches.
When people scream loud enough, things happen. And we've seen it in this legislature. We can see it in what the federal government does. I'm quite sure we can make a difference.
Cisna has received media requests from around the world since she declined the pat-down. Her office in the state capitol building is filled with flowers sent by people across the country who have heard about her refusal. TSA has not commented on Cisna's specific case.